The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on the Breakfast Huddle. And on the bigger picture today, we are tracking a couple of things. Well, despite the negative leads we got from Wall Street, we are seeing the Asian opening numbers in the green. And that is also despite the somewhat negative headlines out of Washington, where it has imposed or blacklisted 28 Chinese entities, including 8 Chinese technology companies, for alleged human rights violations. So to help us get the bigger picture on what's happening in the markets, we have Vasu Menon, Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Morning, Vasu. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan, and very well, thank you.
Hey, Vasu, quite a lot of things to catch up on this morning. We do have right atop the list that interesting situation with the opening numbers. Despite what seems to be a negative lead from Wall Street, what do you make of it? What's driving sentiment up this morning?
Well, you know, I wouldn't make too much of it, Ryan, because, you know, I think there's probably a bit of bargain hunting taking place. And, you know, in some of the factors like the blacklisting of Chinese companies, so on, you know, the markets may have heard this before. And so maybe a bit of fatigue. And so the markets are saying, look, I mean, there are some bargains. Let's look for them, you know. But I don't think it signals a trend. It just be some bargain hunting, which could easily reverse. So I wouldn't make too much of it. Just because, you know, we're in the green early this morning.
Okay, so maybe markets will digest the news a bit later on. And if you take a look at the details of that blacklist, 28 Chinese entities, 8 Chinese technology companies, including AI and camera surveillance companies, for alleged human rights violations. So this really takes that US-China trade dispute into a new front, human rights violations. What do you see is the potential obstacle, you know, ahead of trade talks later this Thursday?
Well, you know, Ryan, this is rather unusual. I mean, the fact that Trump has decided to, you know, blacklist these 8 companies, the timing is unusual because the Chinese vice premier is due in Washington, you know, in a couple of days' time. And what happened was they had actually wanted to blacklist these companies as far back as May this year. In May this year, they decided to postpone it because of trade talks. In June, they wanted to do it again, but they again postponed it because of trade talks with the hope that Trump would have a meeting with Xi Jinping in Osaka, you know. And now, it's unusual they decided to go ahead with this just before the trade talks. So I'm not sure whether, you know, Washington is flexing its muscles, telling the Chinese that, look, we may reconsider the blacklist if you agree to some of our terms. So this could be a bit of, you know, bargain tactics, negotiation tactics. You know, so hard to say, Ryan. I mean, the timing is rather unusual given they had postponed this twice because of trade talks.
A bit of saber rattling, perhaps, with what we're seeing right now.
Precisely.
If I take a look at something else that's also making the headlines, you've got the World Bank. They are the latest to join the chorus of, you know, dimming growth prospects. And comments come from World Bank President David Malpass. He says the outlook for global growth is getting worse, and that's because of Brexit uncertainty, trade tensions, and a downturn in Europe. So if I'm hearing all that as an investor, what should I take away from that? Should I be getting rid of assets with European exposure in favour of something else?
Not really, Ryan. I think, you know, the slowdown in growth is well telegraphed, you know, but, you know, you have in supranational organizations like World Bank, IMF actually bringing the forecast down, right? So World Bank had 2.9% growth at the beginning of this year. They brought it down to 2.6%. And from what is said in the last 24 hours, they're likely to bring it down even further. The IMF has also indicated it's going to take its forecast down from 3.2% in July. Next week, it announces its next set of forecasts. So I think, you know, it's to some extent known, but the degree of the slowdown, I think, is starting to worry markets. I don't think it means that you get our markets completely, because there's a silver lining to the slowdown as well. Slowdown means the central banks will ease policy, governments could actually increase spending, cut taxes, fiscal policy. You know, so short term, some of these policy measures could actually provide a backstop for markets, could even provide some kind of a stimulus, a boost for the markets. So this is a case where bad news may not necessarily be bad news. It may to some extent be good news if you see policy action from the central banks. But if the growth slows down significantly and we are now starting to worry about a recession, we're not there yet, but, you know, down the road we start worrying about a recession, then I think that's a different story altogether. Then the markets start focusing on the weak economic fundamentals, earnings fundamentals, then fundamentals take over. and policy action takes a back seat.
We are chatting with Vasu Menon. He is the Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Vasu, talking about economic fundamentals, we will be getting the Chinese Taixing Services PMI data at 9:45 a.m. later today. What are your expectations and the reading of the Chinese economy? Last week, we had the manufacturing PMIs. It came in above expectations. Is the Chinese economy actually better than what we are expecting?
Well, Ryan, I don't think the Chinese economy is out of the woods. The manufacturing sector, yes, came in better than expected, but still, below the 50 mark. And the services sector likely to be above the 50 mark when we have the numbers coming out at 9:45. Above 50 means expansion, below 50 means contraction. So this is a global phenomenon, not just in China. You're seeing it in Europe, you're seeing it in many other parts of the world, including the U.S. You're seeing the manufacturing sector take a hit because of the trade war. But the services sector seems to be doing, compensating for the slowdown in the manufacturing sector. So, I wouldn't worry too much, but clearly China is headed for a slowdown.
Okay, something to watch out for to see if any negative effects or sentiment will spill over into the services side. Vasu, just to bring things back home, we now know that next Monday, we will be getting the third quarter flash estimates for Singapore's growth, as well as what the MAS is going to be doing around its policy for the Singapore dollar. What are you expecting in view that we've been hearing some weak numbers in recent weeks, especially the, for example, the recent one, exports for Singapore down for 6 months in a row in August. It dropped nearly 9%. Are we looking for a technical recession? What is the expectations for Monday?
Well, Ryan, things have changed quite a bit since the last MAS policy meeting in April. In May of this year, the government is forecasting 1.5 to 2.5% for the Singapore economy in terms of growth. That was brought down to 0 to 1% in August. So I wouldn't be surprised, if the economy actually sees some kind of a negative number. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't have an official forecast. I don't have a forecast, but I wouldn't be surprised given the fact that, the PMI numbers have been very weak. The Nodex numbers, as you said, have been very weak. Globally, things have been very weak. And Singapore is a small open economy. Clearly, we will face pressure on our economy. There is pressure. And so the MAS, I think, could ease up on policy. Singapore dollar nominal effective exchange rate has been fairly firm, resilient so far this year, though. So there's scope for the MAS to actually ease a little bit to give the domestic economy a bit of a stimulus. But I don't think they'll do anything too drastic. May still be early days. They'll want to save their ammunition for later. But I think they will probably adjust the slope of the Singapore near ban. And hopefully that will give the economy some stimulus against the backdrop of global challenges and headwinds.
Also some pressure to catch up with the other central banks in terms of accommodative policy. We've been chatting with Vasu Menon. He is the Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Vasu, thank you so much for your time this morning. Always great chatting with you.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me on the show. Have a good day.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.